HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the importance of small businesses and funding them. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, an opportunity for you to go out and support small businesses in your community. My guests are Eugene Cornelius, Deputy Associate Administrator for the U.S. Small Business Administration, and Deborah Owens, Financial Wealth Coach. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Carmen. Carmen, calling from Clinton, Maryland. Carmen, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, my question is this. I know of a rundown hotel, and what I want to do is I want to see what kind of funds are available to me to open up this rundown hotel. I know it needs a lot of repair that has to be done to it, but I'm not sure about how to do this. And what I wanted to do with it is I wanted to not have it as a hotel necessarily, but I wanted to have it so that we could have people come into the home, into the rooms as, like, from domestic violence, people that are on welfare that don't have the funds to pay for anything else, so that this could start them up until they get back on their feet and go can have their own place to stay at.
Interesting. Before I let my guests chime in on that, I want to ask, from Eugene's point of view, is that business or nonprofit?
That was my question to her, because if she is going to be a 501c3, a nonprofit, then SBA is not where she wants to go. She wants to go to HUD, and she wants to look at the grants and what's available under that. However, if she does create a business where she is providing that service, say, to a local jurisdiction, such as a government or anything, and picking up as a contractor, then the SBA has a 504 program, which is specifically geared toward that kind of lending. And that's where we take facilities, property, and provide capital for the renovation and expiration of a building like that.
Deborah,
one of the things I really want to suggest is whenever you have an idea like this, really do some research. Why try to reinvent the wheel? I think what I would do if I were you is to find out, are there other facilities like that? I know what a lot of people are doing is going into the care assisted living kinds of opportunities, which it sounds like that kind of facility would be conducive to. So my only point is, it sounds like you have a great idea, but I think you got to take it one step further and really look at what are the needs, you know, what are the opportunities, and then see how you can take advantage of it that way. And then the other thing I want to suggest also is that you find a mentor, someone who's done what you're trying to do, is already successful, and can really give you some insight on how you need to go about approaching this vision that you have for yourself.
Well, Carmen, go right ahead, please, Eugene.
And there's the other thing that I want to say, and most people have to look at this, and this goes to your question and for others. If that hotel is not successful there, there is a reason for that. So you're going to have to look at the statistics and the local jurisdiction and the transit going in and out of that community. Is that viable? And that's what a business plan will tell you. So you want to, I agree that you need a mentor. Go to the score and get the mentor, but get that business plan together, because it's going to tell you statistically what your customer base is and if it's viable for that business in that area.
Okay. Carmen, thank you so much for your phone call. And happy holidays to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to talk first about the loan process, Eugene, for someone who believes that they have the right plan, not only for the first year, but perhaps the projection for the next 3 to 5 years, but they have no money and they come to you. What do they need to know?
Well, that's our client. SBA is for those people who don't have the collateral, or maybe not have all five C's of credit, be it character, be it collateral, be it cash, be it whatever, there's a lack where the traditional bank won't look at them. And SBA will guarantee, based on a business plan, that they would up to 75% of that loan in order to cover them, because we want people like that to get a chance to start their own business. Now, what they should come to us with, they should have a draft of some sort of business plan, not too expensive. Don't go out and spend a lot of money, because we're going to tear it up and we're going to probably hurt your feelings and rebuild it. 97% of banks across the United States, whether they use SBA or not, use SBA's business plan to make a loan. Hmm. So you definitely want to go into this free service and go and meet with your small business development council and get that business plan. That business plan will tell you not only is your business viable, if it's in the right place, if it's in the right timing for it. It will tell you where your cash flow projections is and your ability to pay or repay any loans or leverage that you may have. You may not need a loan. It also will tell you what type of loan you need. You may think you need $5 million when you only need $50. You may think you only need $25 million, well, you need $500,000. It will give you a gauge of what you need, and it will tell you when you're over-leveraged and when you're under-leveraged.
Deborah, you, in your small business, you sell yourself. You don't make anything. You don't do brick and mortar unless it's your house. You know, but the person that you're selling is you. How does your personal business plan and your business differ from the more traditional storefront candy store kind of?
You know, that's what I think what's really exciting about business. In fact, you know, the products that I sell are services, right? So as a consultant, I'm creating customized training for organizations, as well as providing coaching services and products, whether it's books or DVDs, or a lot of that is being done virtually, right, on the platform. And so what I think it's important for everyone before they start a business is to have proof of concept, right? So that is, can you sell whatever the product or service you are? Because that's going to give you some really good information. You've got to be able to sell a product, right? So my business plan, I'm typically projecting my numbers for the next year upwards of 20 to 25% of what I did the prior year, right? So for example, I came out of sales or investment sales. And one of the things when you come out of sales, and one of the things that I talk to entrepreneurs about is taking that number and then breaking it out. You have an annual number, then you have a monthly number, then you have a weekly number, and then you have a daily number. And really getting that close to the numbers, so you understand now what are the marketing activities and how many people do you have to talk to. So for me, I know that there are three things that have to happen every day in my business. First, I have to be able to talk to an existing client to retain them. The other thing is I have to be talking to at least two new potential clients to create business in the future. And then last but not least, I have to be marketing constantly and making myself available as I am today on programs like this, because it's a way of marketing, right? But that process that I just described is how all businesses have to manage themselves, right? So what do I want to happen in the future, and what do I need to do today to make that happen?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Eugene, what is the biggest obstacle for people applying for loans as they try to start up their business? And is there a certain time of year where it may or may not be more likely that they will get approved?
Well, time of year will depend on the industry itself. If you're a seasonal person and you're going into business in the off season, they're likely no. you want a working capital loan, that's not going to happen. So that's the only time of year would matter. But what the biggest mistake people do is they come in unprepared. They have the business plan and they have not studied it. We spend more time getting dressed for the evening Friday night than we do understanding our business and understanding just getting someone to write a business plan for you. You better know the 10 elements of that business plan. You better know how to spill that out to the banker. You have to provide him or her confidence that you know what you're doing. You could have the best written business plan, and you could have paid upwards of $5,000, or you could get it free from SBA, which I recommend. But if you don't know it, you will not have one of the five C's of credit, which is confidence, character. And that is the number one reason. People want to believe the number one reason is collateral. No, you have government agencies like SBA to offset your collateral issue and not having ownership and not having property or not having what you need to for your investment. What you cannot build, what SBA or no government can build, is the confidence level that banker, that loan officer will need from you, and you better know your business.
You know, Deborah, you said that you had in the beginning gone to SBA. Now, as you have been, you know, established, as you begin to talk to entrepreneurs as well, outside of loans, do you have any other suggestions as to how people might go about financing their business? You mentioned earlier about people following their passion. You know, you are not, you know, it's not just about passion. It's still about knowledge and the things that are behind that. But do you recommend that, you know, somebody, they make a pretty good sweet potato pie, that they pull up their 401k and go for it?
Well, you know what? Here's what I want to say is, at the end of the day, anyone listening to this program needs to understand that you are in business to make a profit. And before you, I believe in taking calculated risk. So I believe that rather than going out and getting a loan, and I believe that your chances of getting a loan are probably more likely if the lender sees you have your own skin in the game, and also that you have the wherewithal and the proof of concept where you've been able to sell that product. So I would suggest anybody to use sweat equity first. You know, what are the things that you can do to bootstrap yourself? If you're going to go into your personal 401k or retirement, do that, I would say cautiously, because one of the other things that you can do is you can actually take a loan out of your 401k from your business, and that's what's called a self-directed IRA. I'm not going to get too complicated, but you could take a loan out against your own personal 401k so that you aren't going to be impacted by penalties and the like if you were to cash out. But I would say that for most people, if you're thinking about starting a business, start something which is called a minimum viable product, meaning something low risk that you can start with and start generating sales and income. That's what you want to do first, because that takes it from concept to reality. And when you can prove to you have all kinds of sources on how you can get access to capital now. You could do a crowdfunding campaign. Now the government has just implemented where you can start a crowdfunding platform where you can almost take your company public and get capital that way. But what I would suggest to anybody listening to this program, the one thing you have in front of you is the internet, and you have Google, and you have access to all kinds of information, and you have access to people who have that knowledge, who've done it before, who have a proven track record, and that's what people need to take advantage of.
I need to take a break. When we come back, Eugene, I'm going to let you piggyback on what Deborah was saying, and if you are interested in finding out more information about small businesses, particularly financing, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue the conversation about the importance of supporting small businesses as well as funding your own. Eugene, before the break, you wanted to piggyback on something Deborah was saying.
Well, I think Deborah's advice is right on point. It's exactly right. But no loan officer is going to give you 100% of a loan. They're going to expect that skin in the game of up to 10%. Only that 10% you should take from your 401k. You should use other people's money to finance your business. That 10% of skin in the game is the only amount you should take from your 401k.
I concur, and that should be the method of last resort. I really want to encourage our folks to figure out how you can begin generate. I talked about that side hustle. There are all kinds of ways that you can have products that you could sell through the internet. You could have ebooks. You could sell your services online. There are so many different ways that you can really test your concept, right? And once you test that concept, what you're going to do is you begin to then mitigate some of the risk, and you can find out, really, is it a viable idea? Is it a viable product? So rather than you making this business plan and then going into debt, test it out. I mean, I can remember going to a conference many years ago and a woman being on stage, and she says, oh, well, when we started CNN, if you would have looked at it, it looked nothing like it did today. But, Barry Diller at the time was part of that media, what is now a media conglomerate and has went on. But the fact is throw something up on the wall. And as you begin to understand your market, understand whether or not you can sell something, you'll then be able to enhance it. And then once you get to that's considered an early stage, then you can go to a bank and you could, if you've ever watched Shark Tank, one of the things the first thing they ask, okay, is how much are your sales? How quickly did you have those sales? What are your profits? When you can prove that your product is viable and that you can generate sales from it and you have a track record, it's much easier to then get assistance. And it makes more sense at that point, because you already have a track record and you are generating sales, to then go out and ask for money, not before then. That's the only caution. And I think Eugene would agree with me, is that entrepreneurs, yes, have to test their concept. And now there's so many ways that you can do it without having to make a huge investment.
Eugene, a lot of people, once they get the loan and they get out there, we hear a lot about the success stories, but what about the business failures? What happens when you borrow $50,000 from the Small Business Administration and maybe things begin to take off and you're paying it off, and then all of a sudden the business fails and you don't pay back the loan? What happens then? Because not every successful business person started off as a success, and they've had to go back to the drawing board. They've had to go back to Big Mama and ask for. So what happened?
Well, two things happened. First of all, you have to remember that for every business that you see that is a success, that person, that individual probably had three or four businesses before that were a failure. Most people are entrepreneurs, serial entrepreneurs. Their first business is not going to take out. Two-thirds of all businesses are going to fail in the first 5 years. So expect failure, but mitigate for it. What you heard Deborah say was test out your market. Testing out your market is extremely important. The other thing that I would say to that is, remember what I said about not taking that lump sum out of your 401k, using other people's money. Use that money then when it comes to the point where you may need it to do it. But more importantly, stick to your plan, because if your plan is projecting correctly and your cash flow is correctly, you will know long before you get to the point that you can't repay that loan. And you will know to go in and ask for a supplement or or an augmentation of your loan. And you will be able to do that. Most people get in trouble because they wait to the last minute where they can't pay versus foreseeing the future of when they are going to be in a difficult situation where they cannot meet the note. You want to do that up front. You want to have that relationship with your banker. You want to be able to augment that loan in order, or take out even a working capital loan to cover that loan to make sure that you're covering the principal. If you're paying the interest and you're covering the principal, then you can augment your loan. So there are options. You should never feel that you're cornered. And that's what happens. And that's why it's important to have that business plan, because people feel that they're cornered and what now? And there is options. There are safeguards, because that banker wants you to be able to pay him back. Mm-hmm. She is going to help you. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to remember.
Now, as you know, we are in a huge political transition. And, you know, we're going to have a businessman in the White House. Does that bode well for small businesses, whether it be from your point of view at the SBA or just in general? Do you have any crystal ball thoughts about what is portending for small businesses in the coming years?
Well, I could tell you that the Trump administration has made it clear that because of the recession of 2007, that the importance of small businesses for our unemployment and for our ongoing creation of jobs for the last 10 months that we've had under the current administration. We know that, like I said earlier, 2/3 of the net jobs were created by small business. So we know if we're going to get these people back to work and we're going to make America great again, quote unquote, if you want to say that. I always thought it was great. But the point is, if you're going to do that, then small businesses where the jobs are. And small businesses are the supply chain to large businesses. So you have to deal with small businesses. So I think we're going to have a very receptive administration to small business, because they understand, being large business, the supply chains and how important it is to them, but also how important it is to our GDP.
Mm-hmm. Deborah, how long have you been in business for yourself?
So I've been in business since 2011. I mean, I wasn't in business, and then I went into a client, and Owens Media Group has been since 2011. So I've just finished my 5 years, right? But what I want to say to anyone who's listening, Harold, is how important it is for us to have an entrepreneurial mindset. Now, that is what you can have an intrapreneurial. If you're in an organization, you need to be thinking about how you can add value. And an entrepreneurial mindset is one in which you are in that organization and you are gaining skills that, if needed, you can then transfer that skill set. That's what's important for us in this new financial normal that we're in, is that you have to be agile. And you have to begin to think about what unique value you bring to the marketplace. You must begin to think of your career even as an asset, and think about strategically where you can position yourself. But if you had to market yourself because you maybe that role went away that you were in, what would you do? And begin to make plans for how you can either, if your organization allows it, how you can consult on the side. We must begin to think much differently than we did about work, about the marketplace, and also entrepreneurship. Many of us, if we will think back, probably, I know my father owned a cab company. You know, I had relatives who had different businesses, and yet our parents' hope for us was that we would go to college, get a career, and have a job. What I want to say to people within is that we are in a different economy, and what it requires is a different mindset, and we cannot be afraid to start businesses, but just like anything, we can have to ask for help. You know, one of the things I learned as an entrepreneur was that many of my counterparts, entrepreneurs, they were not first-generation businesses. Many of them were second- and third-generation businesses, and so that's why they were successful. And so particularly if we look at African-Americans, many of us are first-generation. But what that requires of us is to ask for help, to ask for help by going to SBA.gov. That's what I did. And within my first meeting with the SCORE executive, he said, oh, you know what? You're selling your product to the wrong market. You don't need to be going direct to consumer. You need to be teaming up with large companies in the financial services industry, which I still do today, which many are my clients now. And it just had that, just that little shift in knowledge allowed me to create a viable business that adds value, that trains financial advisors, that trains individuals, that trains entrepreneurs. And the only reason I was able to understand that was I've gotten help. And so you can go to any small business development center. I'm a big proponent of that. I've worked with the state of Maryland around training entrepreneurship. But what it takes to be successful are two things. One, a product that you can sell or a service that you can sell. But also, if you look at any entrepreneur, they are in an ecosystem of other entrepreneurs. I have mentors. When I said I wanted a seven-figure business, guess what I had to do? I had to go find some people who had been there and done that.
Real quick, Eugene, some final words from you. I've got about 30 seconds for you.
Well, I say that if you have a dream, you've heard what we said. Put that dream to paper and walk into SBA.gov, put in your zip code, find where your small business development center is, find where your SCORE people are. Listen to what Deborah said. Those mentors are free for you. Those people will help you. And remember that business plan, 97% of all lenders across the United States use the SBA guided 10-point business plan. Don't go out spending a lot of money getting a business plan. Go there. Let them teach you how to do it. Let them show you how to do it and move forward.
Well, Eugene Cornelius, Deborah Owens, thank you both so much again. You can find out more about the Small Business Administration at SBA.gov. That's SBA.gov. And you can find Deborah Owens online at DeborahOwens.com. That's DeborahOwens.com. Deb, good to see you, Eugene. Same to you.
Always a pleasure. Don't forget to shop Small Business Saturday tomorrow.
That's right. If you're going to spend it there, right?
Right.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, November 25th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher, WHUR, on Twitter at H Fisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night, and have a wonderful holiday weekend.